This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, as we end the second week of May across the inland northwest, we're seeing wheat entering the reproductive stage and the first cutting of alfalfa being gathered. Yesterday, I talked with Randy Brocker of Brocker Farms. They grow wheat, hay, grass, and corn seed north of Pendleton near Holdman and Helix. I asked Randy how the soil moisture is holding up with the wheat yet to enter the critical heading, flowering, and filling stages.
Soil moisture for the most part is good. Down Cold Springs, Holdman area, it's been in the drier 6 to 10 inch rainfall, and Helix is 16 inch rainfall, and we've actually caught more storms down the lower end than we have in the upper country.
Going to no-till has helped on sandy soils.
It has been a great improvement for our operation. Our guys can't disturb much because the wind and crazy weather events that we have, so we have to be really careful on what we do to the ground.
Between now and the normal early July harvest start, there are some weather worries for Randy.
We don't need any 95 plus degree weather for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then Eastern Oregon's notorious for those Memorial Day weekend thunderstorms that bring a lot of hail to it. So that's always a big concern of ours.
Randy did get about 3/4 of an inch of rain on his alfalfa cutting earlier this week. So instead of baling,
it'll generally just get green chopped so we can get it off the field quicker to get the second cutting growing.
My thanks to Randy Brocker of Brocker Farms. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.